Let's check in now with NPR's David Greene. He's reporting this week and next from the road. He's traveling between Barack Obama's hometown, Chicago, and John McCain's hometown of Phoenix, where he'll end up. And along the way, he's asking Americans who they look up to, who they rely on for leadership. We are calling his series, Take Me to Your Leader. Hi, David.
Hey there, Madeline.
Well, yesterday we talked about where you were going to sleep last night, that you didn't really have a fixed destination. Where did you end
up? Very true. We ended up actually in Springfield, Missouri. We decided to come here. We're going to try and find a spot to watch Barack Obama's big speech with, you know, a group of people, far from the convention hall, but who might be keeping an eye on things.
Well, who have you been talking with?
I think I told you yesterday we were spending some time in the Ozarks in Mountain View, Arkansas, this little town. We spent a couple days. It's all about the music and people talking about leadership. They say what's really important is the people in the community who help preserve the music and pass it down, you know, the folk music and other kinds of music from generation to generation. And I want to play a little bit of tape from Scott Blake, who was part of a jam session we found one night, and his son, who's 8 years old, Samuel Blake, who was already playing the guitar and has been playing it for a while.
That guitar was in my baby bed before I was even born.
That's true. He was less than a month old.
He was in the baby bed in our bedroom, and I sat down and I started playing, and his little wobbling head just raised up and looked over there at me. And he listens to music now. He also listens to the Beatles.
Paul McCartney, baby.
Oh, boy.
Paul McCartney, baby. I love that. So did you hear him play?
A little bit. He was playing a bit, and also his father sang a tune and was playing as well.
Okay, let's hear a little bit.
If the Yankees don't kill me and cause me to war, I am a rebel somewhere. And
that's Scott Blake, a man that you met in Arkansas. And I'm wondering on your trip if you're hearing any kind of consistent answer at all when you ask people about who they look up to for leadership.
You know, I'd say a lot of people looking inward, talking about family, their spouses or mothers or fathers or people in their community. And I don't know if it's because, you know, these are some tough economic times in parts of the country we've been in, or if that's just the way people feel about politics right now. The one exception was probably Chicago. You know, people were very excited about Barack Obama and looking forward to the convention. But elsewhere, as we've kind of come into the middle of the country, a lot of people talking about self-reliance and figuring out ways to survive and cope with some of their life challenges on their own.
Okay, well, thanks, David.
Thank you, Madeline.
We'll talk to you again tomorrow. NPR's David Greene, he's on the road for his series, Take Me to Your Leader. If you want to write to David and suggest some stops he might make on the road to Phoenix, he'll get there next week, you can email him at meetyourleaders@npr.org. That's all one word, meetyourleaders@npr.org.